Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Imagine killing eyelid bugs without a drug. Well, we have the famous Dr. James David Branch with us, who had a breakthrough presentation, actually the research is breakthrough, at the recent annual Research for Vision and Ophthalmology, which is the annual major meeting in the world for research in eyes. And his results created quite a stir. And I'm so delighted that he's with us. And Dr. Branch has been involved in clinical research for 38 years, participating in nearly 70 clinical trials. He's a consultant for research and manufacturing companies and has published internationally. And I'm so delighted that he's with us today. And thank you so much, Dr. Branch, for joining us.
Well, it is my pleasure.
So tell me, how did you even get started looking at the product you're going to discuss and thinking it might even work for blepharitis, red eyes, and dry eyes?
I had actually done several studies with a company before Nova Bay started, and we tested the antimicrobial on the viruses that attack the eye that everyone calls pink eye. We also tested it on conjunctivitis and found that we had great product. Nova Bay came in and perfected it some more. It is now available and on the market for cleaning the lids, debriding germs and bacteria that that cause our blepharitis and our chalazia, which everybody seems to call it sty, and it reduces the infections that the eyes get.
Well, you know, I'm sure you've used it. I've only had the pleasure of using it in the last 3 months, and I'd have to say I have 90% satisfaction, which happens to be in people that walk in with a bag of drops and ointments and shampoos that have had limited success until they got to this. So 90% to me was pretty striking. I'm sure you've had the same experience.
I have. I'm very pleased with what I've seen, as well as in one of those previous trials on the pink eye, which is a contagious virus that shuts down businesses and schools, that it worked very well.
Do you spray it in the eye or just on the lids?
You spray it on the lids, and you wipe the debris, the collection of what we call exudate, which is a discharge that kind of hardens and it's crusty, it does not harm the eye. So if it does get in the eye, it causes no harm. It does the same job in removing the bacteria. And in about 20 minutes, it appears that the flora or the bacteria is greatly reduced by about 99%.
Is that what your study showed?
It did. It did.
Wow.
Show that. We were able to identify 14 different bacteria that it affected, and these are bacteria that some of it is normal flora on the lid and on the skin, and some of it is pathological. Certainly, if it gets in the skin, it becomes pathological. But it seems like in 20 minutes it did a significant reduction on the bacteria flora, but it did not disturb the mix of bacteria. It just reduced the count of the bacteria.
Excellent. So your white blood cells can, and other enzymes can affect the change with a reduction of bacteria.
Correct.
About 18 years ago, I published an article on iodine, 5-10% betadine to kill pink eye by averting the lids and swabbing back and forth on each lid. And within a day, people were experiencing recovery. And these were people that had been had it for 5 to 8 to 10 days. And the first person I did was myself, had my technician do me. So I'm thinking that if we were to get these hot cases of pink eye, evert the lid and put Avenova on a swab, you think that would be a reasonable way to treat the virus?
I think so. Again, I'm not sure it's quite approved for that. We know it is an antimicrobial, but it is approved for the bacterial removal. But it does seem to work. So the pink eye, which is a disease that can last 3.5-4 weeks and cause corneal scarring and even vision loss, is reduced to 4 days, and the contagion is lost in probably a day and a half or 2 days. So it's no longer contagious.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting Okay. Well, it's interesting that companies have to go through the FDA, get approval for very specific things. But doctors may go off-label if they feel it's safe and if the patient consents. For instance, surgeons don't do the same kind of protocol that medical clinicians do. They just make a revision on the spot when they see something needs to be done. So in a sense, we do have a little bit of range in terms of how we treat people.
That's correct. And that's good that we have that freedom.
So what is the main compound in Avenova that's so
well, it's similar to bleach, as a matter of fact. It's called hypochlorous acid. And it's very similar to what the white blood cells that attack bacteria and virus have inside of them to dissolve it. So as you know, white blood cells engulf bacteria. They engulf the viruses. They engulf funguses. And when the bacteria is inside the white blood cell, then a chemical is secreted that actually dissolves and kills the bacteria, which is why so many people get pus in their wounds or pus around their infections, because the white blood cells are coming to the rescue.
So obviously inflammation is protective, and that in combination with a chemical, because it's not really an antibiotic, it's a chemical, and it doesn't seem that bacteria will ever get resistant to it.
That's quite true. That is quite true.
So you got price, you got convenience, you have the limited number of applications, you don't have to swallow it, you don't have to go buy it in a drugstore for $150. I mean, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. And you're the first one to mention about bleach, because I looked it up and found that it's about 1/5,000th of the concentration in bleach, and that it's harmless in essence to patients. I mean, it's amazing. It kills the bugs, gets your bacteria, your own white cells' defenses up, this stuff, and yet doesn't hurt the people. You're amazing to do this, Dr. Branch.
Well, we have a great company and a good team that was involved in the research, we all pulled together, and we were so pleased to find this product that works so well.
If people want to contact you, how can they do so?
I'm located in North Carolina where I practice, but it's my email is jdavidbranch@gmail.com.
Well, at any rate, it's been a pleasure to chat with you, and someone is so astute and so significantly scientific to have discovered something that's going to treat one of the major marauders of eye patients, the dry eyes, the blepharitis, the meibomitis, all these things that nag us. It'll decrease chair time. So I look forward to talking to you again. But for now, I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening, taking heart, cleaning your eyelids, seeing well, and of course, stay well.